Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines.
WLR. There is a very special night coming up soon, celebrating another one of Waterford's finest sons in the arts field. And to tell us all about it, here is our good friend Andrew Holden. Andrew, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you very much, Wayne. It's good to be here.
Now, what have you got yourself tied up in this time?
Okay, this is a special one, I think, he said, fingers crossed. This is, deep breath, An Evening with Jim Nolan, hosted by Carrie Crowley, celebrating the 40th anniversary of The Gods Are Angry Miscar.
Right, there's about 15 things to
explain. There's two things, but yeah, fair enough.
First of all,
yes.
Right, for those of us of a certain age,
yes,
we know what this play is.
Yes.
Okay. But for those people who don't know what the play is, first of all, what are the gods? Who's Miscar? Just put a perspective of the era.
Okay, okay. So Miscar was an infamous lady who worked as like the head usher in the Coll Cinema, which yeah. I believe was down where the Tower Hotel is.
Down around there, around Adelphi.
The gods, I believe, referring to the seats as opposed to some heavenly figures yeah. above us. But the play itself, yeah, I know we were saying that this night is a couple of things, but the play itself was a couple of things as well, in that it was Jim Nolan's first full-length play, mm-hmm. and it was also the play that launched Red Kettle Theatre Company.
Yeah.
So a hugely significant event in the history of Waterford Theatre. And as things would happen, time marches on, and it's the 40th anniversary, and just kind of felt that it should be marked because it's kind of a special event in our town.
It is, because I often thought about this over the last couple of weeks, that when The Gods was originally performed,
yeah.
it was nostalgia for that era.
Yes.
And now for us, this is nostalgia for the time when that nostalgic play took to the
boards.
Yeah,
it's weird. These things always come around again, don't they?
They do, they do.
But I think it's interesting that you said to me, explain what it was. And you kind of, yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, I'm sure a lot of our audience will be people who have seen one or two, or maybe some of them have seen all three of the productions of it. But hopefully, you know, you'll probably get some of those youngsters along as well who be, you know, encountering it or experiencing it for the first time, which would be lovely.
Well, there's not a person in the town who doesn't know that big red chimney.
Yeah, yeah, the Jute Factory.
Everyone knows where that chimney is. So
it's a local kind of iconic little landmark, isn't it?
It is,
absolutely.
Yes, it is.
And also, whilst he would, you know, absolutely be beyond mortified, as you know, Jim is one of these people who is genuinely allergic to praise. But I think, you know, I hope he doesn't hear this, because I don't like praising him to his face either. Like, it's much more fun to slag him off. He's a very important figure in the artistic and cultural life of Waterford, and he's obviously still very, very, very much with us. But I think it's always nice to kind of give people, you know, the bit of acknowledgement when they're
still with us.
When you have to make them sit there and take it.
Okay, so I'm taking from the way you're selling this, this is not going to be the full play on stage.
No,
that's what it is going to be.
Okay, so the format of the night is basically split in two, essentially, where half of it is we are really, really delighted that the one and only Carrie Crowley has agreed to take part.
That's a great coup.
She's doing it for Jim, she's not doing it for us. and I wouldn't blame her, but it's really fantastic to have Carrie there, because obviously she's a hugely experienced broadcaster and actress and knows Jim, so like every box you would want ticked mm-hmm. from the person to be having the chats with him and to be pulling the anecdotes out of him and having a bit of fun with him is
and ticked. Waterford to the core.
Absolutely. Look, she's another legend. She's fantastic. So basically the night, I suppose, will be split in two, in that half of it is Jim and Carrie having the chats. I don't want to use the word interview, it sounds a bit formal. We're hoping they'll just be having a bit of a crack, and I think they will. And then every now and then it'll be interspersed with scenes from the play. We're not looking to tell the whole play or the whole story of the play, but just a couple of hand-picked kind of scenes, just to either remind people maybe of moments that they liked, or as we said earlier, maybe introduce it to some people
audience
who don't know it, and maybe they might go away and try to, you know, find a copy of it somewhere. Or it's trying to tick those two boxes, and I think it will just be a really lovely evening.
Yeah. Has Jim kind of selected the pieces.
Yeah, and we didn't really argue very much at all, yeah, to be honest. You know, I mean, it must be strange for him because he wrote this when he was, I think, 24, 25. Yeah, and now he's written how many plays since then? And to look back on your very first full length, I'm sure you're going to be probably very critical of it and of yourself. I think he was pretty fair, and I think, you know, the scenes that we've landed on are really good ones. There's a good variety. There's a monologue or two. There's duologues. There's a couple of group scenes. It's just to keep the sense of kind of variety and trying to lean into the humour in it as well, because, like, whilst a lot of people look at Jim, I think, and he has that kind of resting expression on his face of serious artist, he's a very funny guy, and he's a very funny writer. So.
He is so funny.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And both he and all of us involved in working on this, we're all on the same page. In terms of, we don't want to be, you know, sometimes these one night events kind of become Lawrence of Arabia, and he's very much keep it short, and we're like, yes, absolutely, we're on the same page. So we're not looking to overstay our welcome, but definitely to give people like a really great night out, I think.
Tell us who's in it. If you've been announcing this,
yes,
no trade secrets.
Absolutely,
here.
No trade secrets at all. But I think a really strong lineup. So we have Kieran Welsh,
yeah, lovely,
who everyone knows from everything.
Yeah.
Kieran Welsh. We have Adam Phelan.
Oh yeah, great actor.
We have Nicola Spendlove.
Yeah, fantastic.
We have Shauna Farrell.
Great.
We have Joe Marr, and we have Anne O'Riordan. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It's a very good lineup.
Who you pick there, you could push them out on the stage on their own and they'd enthrall the whole audience. They're brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge load of experience there from a wide variety of areas and fields, and just really delighted to kind of have this group involved, and it's going to be directed, going to split duties. Lee Marr and myself are going to direct the excerpts as such. So like, it's just one of those occasions where you feel, okay, this is a really good team, let's try and not mess it up. But that's me talking to myself, not any of those people. I mean, they're all top notch. And the other thing about this night is, I haven't chatted to Jim about it. Obviously, one would hope, fingers crossed, that it will sell really well. And it has so far. I mean, there are still seats upstairs, but the way it's going to be presented is, it's not one of those occasions where you go, oh, I won't see anything upstairs. You will, because it's not a full-length production where you know, there's going to be people up the back left-hand corner and you'll miss them. Wherever you sit, you are going to get the full night. But like, any profits that will be made will be going to the Ted and Mary Regan bursary, but specifically a bursary for new young Waterford writers, which
That's
couldn't
brilliant.
Be more appropriate.
No, could not be more appropriate at all. I mean, that should really, I think, even encourage people if you're on the fence.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Like, this money is not going to be lying in anyone's pocket. It's
absolutely
going to help
not.
Somebody.
No,
you know, that's really important.
Any profits made from it, that's where it's going. And I think it's just, it feels so right, because we're looking back on one of our artists when he was a young writer starting out, and this could really help someone else who's kind of starting off
absolutely.
On that same. You don't know who it's going to help, do you, with any of these bursaries or grants?
You don't.
I mean, they're vital. They can give someone completely unexpected an opportunity, and then they can go on to do great things.
5 years time, they could have a play in the Abbey.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Completely possible. Completely possible.
What's not to love?
I hope so. Look, as I said, I'm on here, so obviously we're looking to sell the last few tickets.
Yeah,
that's the name of the
game. Absolutely,
As I said, there has been a great reaction so far, which we're really thrilled about. And I hope spreading the news a little bit about the bursary and letting people know about the wonderful six actors that we have lined up will really kind of help.
I don't see why not. And also, there's a whole host of people out there listening as well who can remember being at The Gods Are Angry 40 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe 40 years ago, last week.
We're right around that time.
You're definitely in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So if you want to relive those memories, but also to get a little bit of insight from the man who wrote it.
Oh, I think he could be very, very funny on the night.
You know, you're getting insight from the person who put pen to paper, and you know,
absolutely.
You don't always get that.
And he is, I think, refreshingly kind of unpretentious and kind of self-critical in a very funny way.
Very self-deprecating, but I also think that Carrie has that wicked sense of humour as well. And
she's priceless. I mean, you know, fingers crossed when the two of them get going, I think it could be really, really funny. And I don't know, whatever about the scenes from the play, the two of them will be a show by themselves.
Last thing worth mentioning as well is it's going under the auspices of Bowler Hat.
Yes.
Now, there is a name that we haven't heard in a long time.
Yes. Well, my wife, Gabrielle Cummins, who's kind of to be honest, it's kind of her idea. And I don't know what it was that piqued her kind of curiosity, or she read something about the anniversary or whatever. And obviously she was at one point involved in the committee of Bowler Hat, which is a theatre group founded by Liam Butler and Michael Power, yeah, back in the aughts, I think, put on a lot of Pat Daly's plays and did things
Assassins,
Chess in Concert, Sweeney Todd. So a variety of work, and I think pretty good work as well. Basically, when the idea for this night came up, it felt you need to put it under some kind of a banner umbrella, or some kind of an umbrella title. So basically, Gabrielle asked Michael and Liam for this special night, would they be happy? And look, they're both delighted. They're both great friends of Jim, great admirers of his, and they were delighted. So that's where the Bowler Hat link comes in.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and as I said, we would really love to sell it out, but like, not for me, not for the actors, but really for Jim. It's a night for Jim, and I think he's given us all so many brilliant memories in the theatre over the last 40 years and an incredible body of work, and helped to put Waterford on the map. So, you know, if you're on the fence, please pop on down. I think it's going to be a really special night.
I literally can't think of anyone more deserving.
Don't say that to him, though.
No, he's liable to swing for you, big stick.
Well, sorry, before we finish up, I'd be murdered if I don't say a very special thank you to all of the local businesses, some of whom actually were sponsors of the original production 40 years ago, would you
believe?
There
you go.
Yeah, yeah. But big, big thanks to any of the local businesses who are supporting us and Bowler Hat and Jim for this night. Really appreciate it.
Could you get their ads from the programme from 40 years ago?
There's an idea. There's an idea. Save a few quid.
I've copyrighted that. Andrew, best of luck with it. Thanks a million for calling in.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.